Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
And it is always a pleasure to talk to the former Major League pitcher and now many years on the Padres.TV broadcast. He's really settled in nicely. Bob Scanlon is with us. Bob, what year is this for you? I want to say like 7 or 8 years now.
As far as covering Padres baseball?
Yes.
By the way, good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy.
Great to talk with you. This is my 22nd year covering Padres.
Good call, Ben.
22nd year?
I was going to say, I know 7 or 8 didn't sound right.
22nd year?
Ben's like, are you 17 years old? Oh, no.
I retired when I was 23 in 2003, was it? Yeah. So,
incredible.
Anyway, yeah, it's been covering for a long time. I start off doing post-game with John Quintero. Post and pre on the radio, and then evolved into the TV side, and I've been doing that for quite a while now. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of ups and downs, but nothing is as fun as the baseball we've been watching the last couple of years, right?
That's incredible.
Do you know what year we're in currently, Ben? Ben's like, we're in 2014,
right? 12 or something like that, yeah, right now. Yeah.
That's so good, man. No, you just
feel like you were playing like that in the early 2000s still.
I appreciate that, but no, it's been quite a while.
Just celebrated the anniversary again, Scan, of the one of the best games, if not the best game I've ever been to, the Kerry Wood 20 strikeout game when a young Bob Scanlon sitting in the bullpen for the Houston Astros that day, and a drunken young college kid, Stephen Wood, sitting in the bleachers out there watching that game. Every year that anniversary pops up, I go, freaking Scanlon was there, and I'm there, and now we're here. It just blows my mind still that day.
That's so cool. I don't know if you've shared that with
me. I did.
Me
I have
you
before.
Were actually there.
Yeah,
really?
I was there.
I apologize. So
I got taken.
That's so cool.
I got taken against my will. I was very hungover and did not want to go. And then my girlfriend at the time wanted to leave because it started. Remember, it started to rain a little bit. She's like, "All right, let's go." I go, "He's got like 16 strikeouts now."
And she dragged you there.
She dragged me,
and then she wanted to leave. And you said, "No, you wanted to go. We're staying.
You wanted it. You wanted this." So we stayed and got to watch it. It was awesome. And yeah, you had a really good seat for that game.
I did. I was sitting down in the bullpen, and I actually got loose to get into that game. I thought I might make an appearance, but not. But, yeah, that was nuts. I remember before the game, you know, we get into town, and I saw Mark Grace, my former team. Like, "Hey, Gracie, great to see you, blah, blah, blah." And he's like, "Hey, you're really going to like this kid tonight. He's got some electric stuff."
Got some stuff.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, he's got some stuff. Boy, did he have some stuff.
He
made
sure
us look
did.
Like little leaguers that night.
Yeah,
I mean,
he did.
We had a good lineup, too. We got, like, Bagwell and Biggio and Derek Bell and, you know, I could go on and on, but he made us look like children. It was unbelievable. And it should have been a no-hitter because I think the only hit was a slow roller to the left side. It was kind of questionable. So, but it was the most dominant outing I've ever personally witnessed. Absolutely incredible.
I think so, too, for me. I think that was probably it. Never seen anything like it, Scanlon. You mentioned when you jumped on, talking about how much fun it is to watch this team, and you know when you have a couple of crap losses in a row, you do, and then a game last night. It's baseball; it brings you back. It does, and you look at it and go, man. And then you only after a game like that, then I sit and look at the entire, you know, the record, and I go, gosh, this team is really good. When are we going to start believing fully? But I think it's just the nature of the baseball fan, especially here in San Diego. Scan, they are really living and dying with each game.
Well, it's been so fun, and I understand when they lose a game, especially as well as they've been playing. Every loss seems like, you know, what happened? How did we not get the hit right there? How did the bullpen not hold that lead? Or how did, you know, so and so not have his good stuff from the first inning and allow that off? You know, but we got to remember the other team's trying too, you know.
Yep.
And we've got to have those moments also to sort of, I think you described it perfectly, sort of bring you back to reality. And when you do win a game, it's like, oh yeah, this is special. It is hard to win a Major League Baseball game. And none of them are to be taken for granted. And I love the fact that we've gotten to a point where we expect this team to win every single night, no matter what. I mean, even if it's a 4 or 5 run deficit, yeah, we can come back. You know, that's not an impossibility. And our bullpen has been so solid at the beginning of the year, you expect it to be locked down no matter what. If we've got a lead after the fifth inning, it should be a win. Let's go. You know, they've just raised the bar for us so high, and not just with the physical talent, but with the guts and grit that they show all the time in terms of, look, we don't care if we've got 4 rainouts, you know, in a 4-game stretch, we come out and we win baseball games. It doesn't matter if we're down, we come and win baseball games. It doesn't matter if we're missing 3 or 4 of our starting guys in our lineup. We're going to come out and find a way to win a baseball game. And that's what's been so fun to watch about this club.
Scan, let's talk about Dylan Cease. Obviously, he got off to a bit of an inconsistent start to the season, but the last couple of outings, he's looked really sharp, really Dylan Cease-like. What difference did you kind of notice? What is he doing that has now got him back on track here?
He's got the slider back, basically. So I don't know if you guys sort of recall the first 4 or 5 out. It was kind of inconsistent. You'd see a really good one, like, oh, yeah, there's the Dylan Cease slider, swing and miss. You got no chance on this bad boy. And then there'd be some that were good but not quite the same depth on them. They're more like cutters. And he was acknowledging himself. He'd say, my slider's not where I want it to be. You know, it's more cutterish right now. And it just made for easier contact. You could hunt more up in the zone. Guys didn't have to worry about the downward tilt that his slider provides. And so it's easier to just sort of hunt in a certain part of the strike zone. And all of a sudden the fastball starts getting hit a little bit more as well because the slider's not complementing. And, you know, it sort of leads to now you're battling, you know, to try to get through the outing. And that's kind of what we saw. Still, you know, electric stuff in terms of the velocity, but just not that combination of, okay, here's a 4-seamer up at 97, and now I'm going to complement that with a bottom dropping out slider, and you're done. And so finally, it was sort of a mechanical thing that was going on. He and Ruben worked, obviously. There were a couple things that they finally figured out. He's always working on his lower body, but I think one of the keys recently was there was some adjustments he made with his upper body, his shoulders. Anyway, he fixed it, got a little bit more square, and then we saw it in Pittsburgh. The slider was back. All of a sudden, oh, there's the nasty Dylan Cease slider. And it was filthy. And he went to it a lot that game, which is understandable, right? You've got your favorite toy back. You're going to want to play with it. And maybe went to it a little bit too much. But then the next outing in New York, you look at that outing, and right from the beginning it was, okay, I am establishing my heater at 97 to 99. Boom, boom, boom. Here it is. And, by the way, I've got the slider back too. And so he showed it a little bit the first few innings to put guys away. And then the second time through the lineup, he was able to go to that slider consistently because he'd already established the fastball. And so now he had both of them, and he was using them, you know, the way that he knows how to use them, complementing them perfectly to look like the normal dominant Dylan Cease that we know and love. And so, and we saw it again last night. So the slider's back. The fastball's always been there. And the mechanics are back on track, and he's back to a guy that you go to the ballpark every day, and you might feel like you're going to see a no-hitter, right, guys?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds!
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, Bob, what does it feel like emotionally as a pitcher? When you have a pitch, you've thrown it for years, you know what it's supposed to do, you know what it's supposed to look like, and then all of a sudden it's just not doing it anymore. I mean, you must have gone through that a few times in your career.
Oh, like every other outing. It's like, where's my split finger? Why are my two-seamers not two-seaming? Yeah, no, it's frustrating because you go through this thing. First of all, okay, I got to find that. Okay, I don't have it today. Not a big deal. I know I'm a big league pitcher. I've got other weapons. Let's figure this out. Okay, I'll get through this outing. Then one outing turns into two, and two turns into three, and you're working on it in between bullpens. And now you're starting to wonder, okay, what the heck's going on here, and am I ever going to find it again, you know? And then you start trying to overthrow it, especially with a breaking pitch. You're thinking, okay, I gotta twist, I gotta wrap it more, I've really gotta spin it more, and you try to do more, and the more you try to do, usually, the worse it gets. Because now you're trying to overcompensate, and oftentimes, now your mechanics are off, now the arm is dragging, and now you're trying to rip through it too much, and then you start getting a weird shape on it that you think might be better, because you see more action on it from your perspective, but it's actually not better, you know? It's actually hanging now. And then you've got to back off. And so you go through all these different things sometimes to try to find it. And eventually just one little mechanical thing happens and boom, there it is. And you know that it's back and you're like, oh, okay, we're back to normal. So it's just a question of how quickly you can find it. And I think that's one of the things that helps guys most now with the analytic data that's available.
Yeah.
Is you don't spend a week or a month or, you know, half a season trying to figure it out now. Because the analytics are so good, you can literally throw a pitch and they look at it and say, nope, that's not the shape you want. Let's try this. Move your hand just a quarter of an inch. Okay, boom. No, that's not quite it. Let's try it. And within a bullpen or two, you can figure it out a lot more quickly. And I think that's one of the most helpful things as far as the analytics go in terms of guys being able to figure out what exactly is the problem so you can address it more quickly and not waste your time trying to fiddle with things that really have nothing to do with it.
Talking to the great Bob Scanlon here on Ben and Woods. Last one for me, Scan, got a couple minutes left. What do you make of the bullpen's recent struggles? I said yesterday, I'm taking Colorado out. I don't count it. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to count any struggles in Colorado. It's been a bit of a house of horrors for all pitchers. So I'm taking that out. But, you know, even if you take that out, still scuffling a little bit. Maybe we just got spoiled with how good they were at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think they're human beings. they would really think they were going to post a 1.5 earned run average all season long or whatever ridiculous number it was. These guys, you're going to have bad outings. And sometimes, just as everybody was perfect for what, almost a month? I mean, literally every guy that went out there, whether it was Omar Cruz to Robert Suarez and everybody in between, it was just dominance. Like, wow, that kid just came in and gave us four shutout innings out of the pen in a long situation. You know, Morahone, Estrada, Adam Suarez just knocking people down left and right. Matsui getting a job. Alec Jacob coming and giving you quality innings. I mean, you name it. Everybody was doing it. Wandy Peralta got off to a great start. But so the point is, you weren't going to be perfect everybody at the same time. Now we've seen everybody's had a clunker. So you get it out of the way and you get back to it. So I'm not reading anything into it other than these guys are human. And eventually there was going to be a break of the perfection that we had seen. It's happening kind of simultaneously for some of these guys, but I don't have any reason to think that it's not going to get back on track.
Well, Bob, congratulations. You didn't have to do the ice bath with Tatis last night.
Yes, that's true.
No, I was kind of bummed, but, you know, it was so cool to see it, right? Because the first, I was there for his first walk-off, and I remember when it happened last year, I was thinking, seriously? But all the great hits, all the great home runs, all the great moments, this is your first walk-off experience? And so that was kind of a shocker to me. And every time now that we have one of those close games, I think about it. I was like, wow, Fernando still hasn't had a walk-off home run. So he can check that box off now because that was awesome. And how about the bat flip, guys?
Exactly.
That was one of the smoothest I've watched it 5 or 6 times just to see how you could physically do that. How can you crush a ball like that? And before you even done swinging, the bat's already leaving your hand. So graceful.
How do you mistime your leg kick, your leg lift, hit your foot down too early, then do a toe tap? I've never seen a guy do a leg lift and a toe tap in the same AB and hit it out. He's incredible. He's a freak, man, in the best possible way.
You don't want to miss anything on the field with him, do you? Because you might see something you've never seen before. How about the wild pitch that he scored on the other day? It was like 5 feet away from the catcher, and he scored.
It's incredible.
Like, who does that?
Incredible.
Yeah,
Scan,
awesome.
We're so glad you're now part of the Padres broadcast crew. I'm glad you're in town for the last couple of years here.
Yeah.
Welcome to San Diego.
If you need any recommendations, Ben's got you.
I appreciate it. Just got here. Hey, do you know your own birthday, Ben?
He has no idea. He has no idea.
I'm a little confused. That's okay, Bob. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy.
Always fun talking with you guys. Thanks.
Bob Scanlon, the new member of the Padres broadcast crew.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.